All right, good morning, everyone. We'll begin the communion class with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
I thank you for blessing us this week, helping us to go forward in you, and bless us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I love a good confession can really put you over. And I've been saying that for about 2 years now. I will do all that's in his heart. And that way it reduces my chances of failure. And it helps me cooperate. When God gives you something to do, it's well evaluated. So it helps to cooperate.
Amen. It does.
Okay, and our scriptures it'll be in Acts chapter 5 this morning.
Acts chapter 5.
And yesterday the Lord put something on my heart for the communion class. He wanted me to share our abilities in him. We have a lot of abilities that in many cases have been lost. A lot of people don't practice what they could be practicing, or they don't do what they could be doing. In chapter 5, verse 1, you all know the story. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price.
Yes.
His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie?
Filled his heart.
Yeah.
Filled it up.
Yeah. To lie to the Holy. Yeah.
Well, Satan don't know nothing else to fill your heart with but with lies, because he's a liar. You couldn't tell the truth if he wanted to. Okay.
This is one fiery dart he should have resisted, and he didn't. He said, Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own?
And after, now, he's saying that he lied to the Holy
he
Ghost.
He lied to the Holy Ghost.
You couldn't see the Holy Ghost. All you could see was
Peter.
So, I mean, probably Ananias talking about what? I'm lying to you. I ain't lying to the Holy Ghost.
And it don't work that way.
Peter, they dealt with the Holy Ghost in a manner that made people respect the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because, see, a lot of people think they're getting over on the pastor or this one or that one, you know. But it's not about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Because
see, Peter could have said it a different way.
Yeah.
He said, why you lied to me, Ananias, you know? Mm-hmm. But he said, why did you lie to the Holy
That's right.
Ghost?
Mm-hmm. Because when the anointing flows from the Holy Spirit, he manages the anointing. So when he give people something to say, if you reject the messenger, you reject who's sinning. You know, if a person come to you in Jesus' name and speak Jesus' word, however you treat that messenger is the same way you're treating the Father. So he lied to the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And while it remained, Peter said, while it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own? Was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but to God.
Uh-huh.
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Now, this is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord should never be missing from the other six manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Without a healthy fear of the Lord, people will do things like this and try things they shouldn't do. And it'll breed limitations. But when people had a healthy fear of the Lord, what happened afterwards made the difference. It says, and the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. And then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. And verse 11 is what I'm getting, what we was getting to. And great fear came on all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Great fear, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the only way to remain wise. That's the beginning of knowledge. Not enough. Not enough.
Do they have the fear of the Lord?
Some do.
Some do, but I don't think it's.
Many don't.
It should be.
Can I ask something here? Yeah, I think about this, and then I think about when James and John, when they were, when Jesus and his disciples were going to Jerusalem, and they were going to stay in this village of Sychar, Samaria, you know, where there'd been the woman at the well. And the people wouldn't accept him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And so James and John say, shall we call down fire from heaven on these people? Mm-hmm. And Jesus wouldn't let them. He said, you don't know what spirit you are of.
Yeah.
So I compare these two, I'm going, you know, Jesus never killed anybody, right? But here we have the Holy Spirit supposedly killing these people, or at least he would, you know, the Spirit of the Lord was being tested by these people.
Yeah.
And Peter pronounced death. They fall down dead. So was Peter doing something that James and John, similar to James and John? But he didn't have Jesus there to restrain him.
Well, no, see what it was doing here, it's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
James and John just wanted fire to come down on the people just because they wouldn't accept God. Uh-huh. But here we have with Peter, it's a whole
different situation.
These people were giving to God, mm-hmm. but yet lying about what they sold the property for. And so they really had to deal with that because not only great fear felt on the whole church, or they needed that respect because people would have been lying to see that's only one incident that happened there like that. It only took that one that people, that fear, the righteous fear became into people to respect the men of God.
Mm-hmm. Remember.
See, they were lying. Mm-hmm. They were lying. Those people just didn't want them there. But Peter and in Peter's situation, they were lying, you know. Mm-hmm. He got in line to do something for God and then going to tell a lie about it. You know, he sold it for this and. Yeah. You know, Peter said it was yours. You don't have to lie about it to the Holy. See, those men, they were so strong with the Holy Spirit. They respect him so much. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit was a part of their lives. And they said, you hadn't lied to us. You lied to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because everybody had put in their heart what they were going to give and what they were going to do and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure sometimes the Holy Spirit put things in our heart to do. Mm-hmm. You know, he may say, give this much amount to somebody. It's in your heart to do it. Sometimes you think, oh, that's just my thought. But it's the Holy Spirit working inside of you, telling you to give. Mm-hmm. And then you go a different route and lie to the Holy Spirit.
Not good.
And then the wife do the same thing. So that let me know they had been talking and got together on that same, because they followed the same. They had been talking to each other. They had planned and plotted that.
And but Satan filled
his
heart.
This is the early church. They had to bring respect to the Holy Spirit. And it did.
Do we need to do that today? You say we don't, people don't fear the church. Do we need to do some of that today?
Only by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Only by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
I can't. I don't have to.
See, we don't have to do that, but we can do something else. That the Holy Spirit is. We can be light. We can be salt. We can be whatever the Holy Spirit wants us to be at that time. He gave him a chance to repent. He gave, but he wasn't, he said, no, I sold it for that much. I mean, you know. He gave him a space, even gave his wife a space.
I'll say something. I've heard a minister along these lines one time, and the names Ananias, when we get grace, the word Hannah, you know, Ananias is grace, and Sapphira means stone. Where you know, word stone comes from, and he was talking about a mixture of grace and law that it won't work, and it brings forth death, and he was injecting that into these scriptures. That
that's good, but these folks made a choice.
They made a choice, an evil
choice.
They
made a choice, and the man of God standing there telling, "Man, you ain't got to do this way." When did yours, before you sold, when did yours, you don't have to do it this way.
Perry Stone, I saw a YouTube, he was preaching, but I just watched it. They put it on YouTube, so I was watching. He told about a guy that worked miracles, and he was praying for people, getting them healed. And a Church of Christ pastor said that he thought, he said, well, he's just faking, and I'm gonna expose him. That's what was in his mind. So, they had, I think the way he did it, they write down what was wrong, and then the pastor would pray for him, you know, whatever. But anyway, when he came up on the stage, the man said that he had cancer, and the man of God said, "There's nothing wrong with you. Go back to your seat." He had a word of knowledge that there was nothing wrong, and he kept. He did it again. Well, I got cancer, and then he told him, "You in so many days you'll die from cancer because you lied to the Holy Spirit."
Whoa!
And he did, and there was nothing wrong with him. He told, he had a word. There's nothing wrong with you. Go back to your seat, and he kept on, and he ended up dying because he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. He lied to the Holy Spirit, just like this guy. This was in modern times. This was not long, you know, a few years ago. But when the Holy Spirit, he's holy. You can't do him. You can't sin against him. Your heart just about, it has to be filled with Satan's lies to do that. You have to hate God to do that. You have to have a high source of rebellion to do something like that. And people are regularly getting healed, and he, you know, I guess in his doctrine he didn't think that, you know, healing was relevant or real. But he went against what the Holy Spirit was doing, and he paid a price for it.
I'll say something. I might have told you this story before, but years ago, as a revival broke out there in Seven Springs area, at a just denominational church. And I think our youth group was kind of associated with them some too. But anyway, I remember my wife telling me, she worked at a little store down there, her uncle's store, and a fellow coming in, he was a member there of the church. He was about 50 years old, prime health, you know. And anyway, he and her got to talking about, you know, what was going on at church, kids getting fired up and all.
And, you know, they was getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And he said he didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he died within just a short time. He fell dead after that. Prime of his life. Good health.
Yeah.
And I've often thought about that.
It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. When this happens, see, if you don't have a strong foundation, you can't build on top. He said in verse 11, and great fear fell on all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them, and believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women. And you know, and miracles happened, and so much that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid hands on and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. So when the foundation is right, and the Lord can build on it, and when people worship God, then the people saw they had a healthy respect for the things of God, and they were receptive.
That's good.
And
that's
people
good.
Say that these things stopped when the apostles died out, but they had enough vision to withstand the pushback from the enemy and his religious crowd. And when they died out, they knew Jesus, and they knew him, and they walked with him. So they had vision against the fight. And when new people were replaced, they would have had to do like we do. We have to fill our heart with the word so that we can not only do the work, but fight the war as well. So a lot of things were lost that shouldn't have been lost. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And I thank the Lord for his word and communion.
Amen.
You know, you learn from the Holy Spirit. And I've had those times when the Holy Spirit would speak a rebuke. And, and then you want to do whatever you're supposed to do, you know. But it's wonderful. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Bless us to be on board with all that you desire us to do. Help us to do all that's in your heart in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.